heard you say once that you didn't kiss him until after you were married.
No, he never kissed me.
Why not?
Well, that's been 50 years ago, Claire. People didn't kiss then like they do today. No.
He didn't even
ask me for a kiss. If he had, I wouldn't have.
What, is that something nice girls didn't do?
Well, that's something you felt wasn't nice, wasn't right to do. See, it's been a long time ago.
You got married what time of day?
Must have been about 11 o'clock in the day. I married at home.
And what time did you finally kiss him?
Oh, he didn't kiss the Oh, it was that night before he kissed me. Yeah, I married at home, and I was the only one that did marry at home. There was 6 girls and 2 boys. And part of my sisters just ran away and got married. They didn't tell anybody anything. And I don't think any of them did. I was the only one.
How old were you?
I was only 17. But I was mature for my age, more than they all seem like today. And we've been married now for over 49 years. We'll be 50 years the 10th of next April. Be 50 years.
What did you do this morning before you came out to tape?
Well, the first thing I did was take Papa back to the doctor. I had already taken him twice this last week, and he had to go back again this morning. He was better, though. And Dr. told him that he had heart dropsy, and he gave him some heart tablets. And he told him that he would have to take these now from now on, and his water tablets also. And he had given him the water tablets last week. And I told him, I said, Papa, I said, you need to drink some orange juice every day, or either eat you some bananas when you're taking these water tablets to put the potassium back in you, keep you from being so weak. Well, he didn't say anything about getting anything, you know, at all for that. And I know you're supposed to have it. So I told Dr. this morning, I said, Dr. I told him he should drink some orange juice or eat some bananas when he's taking the water tablets. And I said, if you tell him, he'll do it. And he said, all right. So he turned around and he said, you eat 2 bananas a day or either drink you some orange juice when you're taking these water tablets every day. And if that doesn't keep you from being so weak, I'll have to put you on some potassium. So when we got ready to leave, he said, take me by a Big Star down here. He said, I got to get me some orange juice. He says, bananas won't keep this hot weather. I'll just get me some orange juice. I said, okay. So we drove on down then. I said, you want me to go with you? He said, yes, come on. So I went on with him, and I said, what kind are you going to get? You're going to get the canned or the frozen? I want the frozen. I said, okay. He says, I want 10 pounds of flour, too. Well, we had to look for the flour. He found his flour. And he said, I want me some bacon. I said, okay. So I got his bacon. He picked up a pack that didn't look good. It looked real old. It looked like dark. You know, the lean part was so dark looking. I said, I don't like the looks of that pack. Let's see if we can't find another one. And really, we didn't find one that looked very good, but he did take one. And he got that and got his orange juice. And I think that was all he got there. So on the way home, he said, stop over here at Billy Joe's now. I said, I'm going to get my milk. So he went in and he come out with a gallon of sweet milk and a gallon of buttermilk. So he went on home. And Dr. Futz told me, too, says, as soon as he gets home, give him one of these heart tablets. So when we got back, I told him, I said, now, he said, take one of these just as quick as you get home. And I said, don't forget it. Be sure and take it. He said, okay, I will.
How old is Grandpa?
Well, Papa had a birthday last Saturday, so a week ago. He was 89 years old.